Hey guys, welcome to the Talking Pad podcast. How are you doing? Another episode, and hopefully this one won't come with the sound of air. I'm in my home sitting relaxed. So let's go. Just engaged in some guilty pleasures. Now it's time to record an episode. So yeah, the time has been pretty good, but also pretty stressful because near to no study happens at school. It's mostly for fun, I know that. But because of that, we are kind of... Okay, let's not talk about that. I'm not here to stress you even more, right? Because you know, if you are a normal person, like not as a normal, but if you're out of school, you probably have many more serious and deeper problems, I think. So let's not delve into the psychopathological problems of problems. So I went to a school trip, and after that I went to a university for an event, and there, yeah, this is a hilarious incident. So I was just went there, and we were assigned into different breakout rooms. We were shuffled with different students of different schools, like randomly. So you could also end up with all the students of your own school in the same group, because yeah, process of random selection. So I had a team. I am in grade 12. One guy from my school who I don't know, he was also from grade 12. He was apparently a discipline committee captain. Then there was one girl of some other school and two boys of other school, of the same school. So these three, one girl and two boys, were from the same school, 2 years younger than us, and me and the other guy, we were of grade 12, and we were this people of five basically. So now we were having activities, and these two guys were, I know what flirting is, they were not doing that. They were literally like slowly progressing into severe violence. So yeah, the girl said, told the guy ki, sorry, not he. Told the guy that, hey man, would you stop messing this project up, because I'll beat you up. And then guy said, oh what, you'll beat me up? Okay, then do it. And that girl slapped that boy. Slapped the shit out of that boy in one slap. Then the boy also hit him. So I stopped the fight before it could turn astronomical. But yeah, as the story is funny, you would find out that it wasn't enough. So now that everything is done, we are leaving from the event. We are going back to our buses to go back to our school. And in that way, now this is the whole side of the story. I was there from the beginning, and I have been explaining it to a lot of people. So I think I'm certainly gotten better in explaining this story to people. So now that girls ask that guy's name, I'm not there this time. I heard this from other people present at that moment. Some of my friends were also volunteering at this event, so I heard about it. So the girl asked the guy's name. The guy said nothing. He just decided to just go out, just ignore her. And the girl hit that guy on the bag, and then the guy flipped out. I don't know how he just hit him a little bit on the bag. The guy flipped out. He said, "What? How can you hit me?" He just slaps the shit out of this girl. Just one slap, her specs fly out. And now this girl, in the most extraordinary slow fashion, takes off her bag, slowly arranges herself in a dignitary manner, and then beats the shit out of this guy. And fucking hell, I haven't seen anyone beaten that badly. Like, this guy, I know it will sound stereotypical, but this guy got beat up by a girl who was 2 years younger than him. And it was clearly visible that this guy was not trying to hold back on anything. That girl just had the answer to every single move of this guy, every single fighting move. And he was beat to shit. His shirt was a little torn off from, yeah, top three buttons were torn off. And now, and remember, I said that he was our discipline committee captain. So yeah, now our discipline committee captain is not allowed to go on any event. And one guy who videographed the event, instead of stopping the fight, he's also not allowed now. But yeah, this happened. Well, otherwise the event was a little boring. And yeah, but some lectures were great, like obviously better than the podcast, this one. But yeah, it was awesome. And yeah, so I was in a group of girls, so 3 or 4 girls, and I just found out, yeah, girls are bigger creeps than guys sometimes, but they hide it. So yeah, these girls were taking pics of guys and stuff, and I hope that they had taken one pic of me as well, because oh my god, they were taking pics of cute guys and stuff. So yeah, this happened. So now, as I was talking back about the past, let's move to, have you guys heard about time slips? Like, this is the most awesome thing that is not fully paranormal and a little bit scientific. So in this event, people temporarily transport into other dimensions, I guess, for a particular period of time. And while they are checking it, so while they are freaking out about the place and trying to check where they went, they can notice some subtle differences that this place is not of their time. Like, okay, not subtle differences, those differences are screaming out that you are in a different age. Maybe they're reading a newspaper the year of this place, but after a particular point of time they suddenly revive back. I don't know how to, you know, explain these away. So let's read some. Yeah. So let's this about the Vanishing Hotel. In 1729, two couples were driving through France on a holiday. Geoff and Pauline Simpson and Len and Cynthia Gisby, looking for a place to stay near Montlemar. They found a motel, but they were told there were no vacancies and they should try further down the road. So they set off, and soon they find themselves driving down a cobbled street. They paused to take an interest in an oddly old-fashioned sign for a circus. Soon they came across a long, low stone building, an inn, basically a hotel. The couples went inside and were shown to their rooms. The windows had no glass in them, they were just simple wooden shutters. And the furniture was basic. There was no pillows, no telephones, nothing remotely modern. No lifts. After eating a meal of steak, eggs and beer, they retired to bed. At breakfast in the dining room the next morning, they were struck by some bizarrely dressed individuals. A woman in silk evening gown came in carrying a dog. It was strange, Pauline said. It looked like she had just come in from a ball, but it was 7 in the morning. I couldn't take my eyes off her. Policemen wearing uniforms later identified to date from 1905 all sat down to eat. Later, paying their bills, here comes the stinger. The couples were astonished when they were asked for just 19 francs, just over £2, to cover their stay. 2 weeks down the line, on their way home from the holiday, they decided to stay at the hotel again, but it was no longer there. And developing the rolls of film they'd snapped with their camera, all negatives of the photos they'd taken at the hotel were missing. Baffled, they returned 4 years later, again to try to locate the hotel. They never found it again. Yeah, so this is basically time slips. This one was way longer. Although the most famous story is about the guy who turned down the street and everything was around the 1940s era. And he was going into so there was a new clothes shop down there, like not new but different. Earlier there used to be some book shop and now it was a clothes shop. So while he was going inside, the scenery suddenly changed around him, and a girl was also entering the shop at the same time, and she said, oh, I thought this was a clothes shop, this is a bookshop. Then she returned back. So yeah, these weird incidents happened, and yeah, but these incidents are never, there are a lot of these incidents. If we look percentage wise, I think at least one, a lot, if we look percentage wise in the world, I think a lot of people would have experienced time slips, but these never catch public eye in that way that these paranormal incidents do, basically because yeah, they are the word of mouth, which is sadly lost the honest touch it had earlier. Yeah, let's read this next one. Shifting Stones. Back in 1996, Frank was out shopping and decided to visit HMV to look for a CD. As he walked along near the post office, as he suddenly felt as if he'd stepped into an oasis of quietness. He was then shocked to see a small box van reminiscent of the 1950s speed across his path, narrowly missing him and honking his horn. Frank realized that he was now standing in the middle of the road and looking at what he should have been Dylan's bookstore. The shop now had Crips on its sign. Inside, he saw upmarket ladies' handbags and shoes. Yeah, this one is the most famous one that I was talking about. Frank followed a young woman inside and watched his disbelief as the interior snapped into Dylan's. The girl was still there and Frank grabbed her arm, asking her if she'd seen the same thing. She replied, "Yes, I thought it was a clothes shop. I was going to look around, but it's a bookshop." Yeah, this one is the most common one that is usually heard around time slip. And most of the things that are around this thing is you get a feeling of anxiety a little bit when there is a time slip, because your mind is not able to, I think, perceive what is happening around it. Yeah. So these are basically time slips and one of the most interesting phenomenon that occurs, I think. Yeah, these are the most different. I just love these. These are not very scary, but yeah, they always catch my imagination. And now that we are in 12th grade, just currently, there is a chapter in our English literature as well about the time slips. And they are usually in which the guy moves into the third level. The chapter is called the third level, in which he moves into a special part of the station, which takes him to the old countries before the war. But this story is a little logical, because in which his money is not accepted because the money has changed over time. So they try to take him to the police, but that guy somehow saves himself, and after he gets off the third level, he is never able to find it again. That's basically it. The nature of time is one of the biggest mysteries in science. The universe has a speed limit called the speed of light, faster than which nothing in our universe can. Okay, yeah. I'm reading this information from the website. The multiverse theory explained how it could be possible for people to have traveled faster than light speed during the time slips. We all know that time has a physical component that is measured by clocks. The physical component of time exists because things and people move around in space. The motion of Earth propels time forward in 24 hours and 365 day years. We physically experience time because we experience ourselves and things moving around. This is obviously true when you think about different time zones. It isn't the same in New York as it is in Sydney, because the Earth is moving. In fact, we are all traveling in time at about 1 second per second. The physical component of time was explained by Einstein, who more than 100 years ago revolutionized the idea of how time works. He theorized that time and space are inextricably linked together. He also found that the universe has a speed limit of sorts, the speed of light. So while time and space are linked, nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. So I don't know, I think I've heard somewhere that some... Okay, yeah, sorry, no, I don't think anything faster. Speed of light, yeah. Yeah, now this is the intriguing version. But what about otherwise credible reports made by those who claim to have traveled faster than the speed of light? What about reports of actual time travel? Yeah, the internet is filled with stories about people insisting they experience jumps in time which were not merely 1 second per second, but decades or even hundreds of years. Yeah, so these are the most interesting things that happens. So there are some theories in mythology as well that all these timelines are occurring together as we are right now. So in some other timeline, there are also dinosaurs moving around, there are medieval wars going on. and stuff like that. That's why some of these paranormal things, if we think about it, are kind of scientific. Maybe the haunted houses are the footprints of the people who earlier lived there, and the time is kind of overlapping in that place for a particular moment of time, making it paranormal, although they are the other people living their lives. In one account in Oklahoma in 1970s, three workers were picking up cattle feeder equipment from a farm and noticed a white house on the property. When they came back the next day, however, the house was also not only not there, and there was no sign of it ever having been there. Yet all three workers saw the exact same thing the prior day. One possible explanation: the house had existed in different moments in time, which they collectively experienced as reality. Whether or not these stories are like these are to be believed by others, the people who recount them certainly believe them. Yeah. One explanation is a credible but controversial scientific theory called the multiverse theory. Yeah. This is like, now a lot of people know about this. I think everyone knows about this now. The multiverse theory supposes that an infinite number of worlds exist along different paths in time, which arise out of each passing moment, suggesting that different things happen in each universe. It sounds not only preposterous, but also like a lot of work for the universe. Yeah, I mean, I kind of want to think that it's real. Imagine a new universe traveling along its own unique timeline, created out of every moment of time. This theory suggests that there might be infinite number of universes. It also explains how time slips might be real. Although I never experienced one. And yeah, it mostly happens around France. Most of the popular incidents have happened around France. I don't know why. But yeah, anything can happen. Most of it, yeah. And most of the things that already happen are beyond our capability of consciousness. Support for the multiverse theory comes from an arcane but scientifically valid Big Bang theory called cosmic inflation. Cosmic inflation refers to faster than light expansion of the universe that may be responsible for spawning an unlimited number of disconnected universes that eternally issue from another. Cosmic inflation may have happened because during its earliest instance of formation, the universe was expanding outward from a single point into nothingness. Said another way, the universe faster than light expansion could be due to the fact that it was expanded into something that was not itself, where the speed of light couldn't apply. This may explain just how the universe became so far flung out of its early chaotic origins. Yeah, but these things are way, way backwards. Like, these are not proven by science in any way. Like, they are just working on these theories. But it would be so cool if this happened, and I think it does happen. I know I can understand people lying, but some of these things that happened to these people during the time slips cannot be made up, like most of them. Maybe someone experiencing a time slip will one day come back and explain how that works. Maybe you. Yeah, but there is an... Have you heard about that theory? The time travel theory that was also kind of theorized in Infinity War and Endgame, Avengers Endgame. Yeah, the grandfather paradox. The grandfather paradox states that if you were to go back in time and kill your father before your father was born, then you wouldn't exist in the first place to kill him. Yeah, this is the most common. I use it all the time. But I use it in another context. The multiverse theory solves the paradox in that you would kill a copy of your grandfather in an alternate universe and therefore still have been born in your universe. Of course, it leaves open the question of how you traveled between universes in the first place. Yeah. So how I explain it is, if I have annoyed you right now and you may go back in time to stop me from annoying you, would I have annoyed you in the first place? Because you're going back and stopping it, would there be a reason for you to go back? Because you have already stopped it, so you would not have gone back in the first place. Like, these Yesterday I was also talking about this with my friends. There is also one famous 1940s incident, so I'm paraphrasing, not reading this off, telling this off from memory. So there was this, suddenly some cars were going off in New York. I don't seriously remember the place. Let's just say, assume it's New York. This guy comes in those brown clothes that were earlier worn, like the 90s, 40s clothing, that one. And he was suddenly, just this confused guy was walking between the street and he was killed in an accident almost immediately. And now they couldn't find a trace of this guy, like where he came from. And then they went back in time, and they, like not back in time, but they tried to check their database of people who lived, when they lived. And they saw that in their 90s, 40s record, this man had disappeared completely off the face of the earth. He could not be found anywhere. And then he suddenly appeared here in New York. Obviously, he was shocked. And then he died because of a car accident. And yeah, these ones are pretty big ones. Like, it could happen. Like, if you... Time slip can be pretty unfortunate as well. What if you go in between a laser wall and just got shot and vaporized in here? You could not have... You will not be found, like, if you go in the wrong era. Now let's read another incident. Angela reported a strange experience as she walked on a steep path between the pine trees up to the top of Beacon Hill that overlooks Penrith. At this time, she was a teenager. Angela would often climb the beacon when she wasn't at school, and it's a still popular local walk. One odd day in August in the mid-1970s, Angela and a friend set out on the footpath from Beacon Edge. The walk takes about 15 minutes and the path has many abrupt angles as it zigzags through the trees. The trees crowd thickly round the track as it climbs over craggy sandstone outcrops. Soon you feel quite apart from the everyday world. It's an odd feeling, and you can have the impression that someone is watching you from the woods on the other side. You go up and up and up, changing direction and losing sight of the path below and behind you. As Angela and her friend climbed the dish, they chatted away. But Angela reports how the atmosphere grew increasingly heavy, as if there was thunder in the air. They'd walked up many times and weren't taking much notice of their surrounding until they turned a corner and stopped. They both saw it, an old-fashioned cottage, roughly made of stone. Angela says that it was like a dwelling from the Middle Ages. The trouble was there had never been a cottage there before. Smoke was coming from the chimney, so someone was at home. Angela says that there was a very uncanny feeling about the place. She looked at her friend, and as the door began to open, they both fled. When she worked up the courage to climb the hill, months later, the cottage wasn't there. Her friend would never talk about the experience. Yeah, so here is the feeling of that weird, unsettling feeling about that anxiety that comes in the heaviness of the air. Yeah, so I'm not saying that a time slip happened with me, but I was going with my, like, I belong from Himachal Pradesh. So there I usually go for trekking, like, alone. I just like to do it. And I often come back with many scratches and stuff. So I was just going with my cousin sister, my little brother, and two of my friends. We were all trekking up the hills. And there was this area where they say there are bears, so don't go there because they could attack you. But yeah, I almost went near that area. And there was this tree house as well. Although I haven't went back there. And there was no feeling of anxiety. I think there was a feeling of anxiety, but not because of the time slip, because we were going in the area where, which is usually inhabited by bears. Yeah, this weird tree house. And I immediately, just a thought came to my mind that could it be of the some militants living near the area. And yeah, I was a little scared, and yeah, I just went back. I haven't went back there since, as I haven't even gone to holidays in a long time. Just studying. Like, yeah, these really multiverse, time slips, time travel, this all. Oh yeah, there was also this famous thing out that this Stephen Hawking tried to catch time travelers. So he drafted an invitation of, so let's say that today is 3rd July and I draft and assume me that, okay, yeah, I draft an invitation for 4th July or 2nd July, but today is 3rd July and put it out there like there is a party on 2nd July. So he was thinking that if there isn't any time traveler, he finds that he would show up to that party and Stephen Hawking would catch him. But no one showed up, so. Oh, but it's really like my birthday party, no one showed up either. Maybe I need to draft invitations, right? Yeah, just kidding. So, yeah, those were some time slips and an incident that happened at school during an event. So I hope you guys are doing good. You can rate this podcast, you can follow it on Spotify, you can find it on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram at talkingbad_pod. Thank you guys for listening. I will be in your ear canal. Bye.